And whatever you may think of bankers and their bonuses or their high wages, modern society would not function without the financial industry.
You can't have sustained social and economic development without money, without commerce. It's an incredibly effective servant if it's allowed to operate in the right ways as a servant. It becomes very dangerous when it's a master.
Stephen Green knows something about money and commerce. He's chairman of one of the biggest banks in the world, HSBC. He's also an ordained minister in the Church of England. He's written a book called Good Value: Reflections on Money, Morality, and an Uncertain World. He joined us to talk about how it's possible to bring together money and morality. Good morning.
Renee, good morning.
What, in your view, was the moral component, or perhaps lack of a moral component, that led to the financial crisis that we are now struggling with, other than what people talk about all the time or think about, and that's just plain greed?
I think greed is one way of describing it, of course, but I'd make two points. First of all, I think it is important to understand that the crisis didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of a global macroeconomy which was getting increasingly imbalanced. Within that context, you had a kind of atmosphere that spread around that sort of said to itself, if I've got a product, if there's a market, if it's legal and I've got a contract, I don't have to ask any other questions about suitability, fairness, rightness. Now, I don't think any of us really think that's an adequate way of going about our business lives, but there's no doubt that that attitude, that atmosphere, has become more and more pervasive in recent times, and that is something we need to face up to and address.
Well, you know, one blind spot that the banks seem to have had in this past year as countries are emerging or trying to emerge from this crisis had to do with bonuses. Average people have been angered and insulted even by the whole notion that big bonuses are still being given out. How did the bonus debate play out at your bank, HSBC?
Well, it is entirely understandable that there's widespread public anger in circumstances where not only were there those distortions, but they led to inappropriate risk-taking and in some cases to institutional collapse with all of the consequences that we're all aware of. We have to face up to that and accept it. The important way forward is to properly align the interests of the trader with the shareholder and the wider public interest. And then I'm enough of a believer in the way the markets operate to believe that that when they're effectively operating, you then need to reward real performance with proper pay that is properly competitive and taking into account market trends.
Is there a way to run a bank that would not so much not need regulations? That would be sort of utopian, but
that would be utopian, yes.
I mean, yeah, in a sense that would keep itself in better order.
I know what you're getting at. I think the answer, in one way the answer is yes and the other is no. Yes, it's extremely important. There's a real responsibility on the part of boards of companies in general, not just banks, I think all companies, to ensure that there is a culture within the organization and permeates the organization and is constantly refreshed and nurtured, which emphasizes the importance of doing the right thing. The responsibility of a board is not to maximize the profits of the next quarter or the next half or the next year. The responsibility of the board is to grow the business on the basis of a sustainable business model for the foreseeable future. And you do that, one, by providing good service to customers on a transparent, open basis, two, by having engaged, committed employees, and three, by ensuring, and this is increasingly important with every year that goes by, a real attention to the community responsibilities of the business. That's true for banks. It's true for any other kind of company. Now, when I started off, I said yes and no. What I meant by the no bit is that I do not believe the markets are capable of being self-policing. I think the big learning of this crisis is that the markets are not reliably self-policing, and you do need government-supported regulatory environment, which is constructive and effective in watching out for the weaknesses that are sometimes endemic to the system.
You know, what would you say, talking to younger people who are going into banking, want to go into banking, what would you say to them should be their purpose?
I think I would say a couple of things to them. I would say Your purpose should be to provide good services in this particular chosen field of expertise. It is an area of expertise that humanity can't do without. The second thing I would add to that is, what's more for you personally, if you feel drawn to this, you ought to be able to ask yourself the question, is this what I am meant to be doing? I have only one life. I have one working life, probably. Maybe that's not so true these days. What is certainly true is I have one life. Is this what I want to spend, what will turn out to be quite a lot of your creative energy and potential doing? That's what I think we should ask ourselves.
Stephen Green is an ordained minister as well as the chairman of HSBC Bank. His new book is Good Value: Reflections on Money, Morality, and an Uncertain World.